Top Cottage Trail, each season's beauty.
The dogwood just now is at its most beautiful. Looking out from the porch of the cottage, which my husband built and which he always tried to visit in dogwood time, it is simply breathtaking to see the brilliant color of the azaleas near the house with the sea of dogwood all around. Your eyes rest on them with pleasure as you walk.
While FDR proclaimed the tulip tree his favorite tree, he nevertheless made special journeys to Hyde Park in spring when he learned that the dogwood was in bloom. These trips to Top Cottage often inspired fascinating conversation. As Daisy Sukley, FDR's confidant, recalls in her diary entry of May 19, 1944, less than 3 weeks before D-Day.
About 11:30 a.m., the P came, suggested we go to the Top Cottage instead of his coming into the library to see the dogwood. We put a couple of chairs in the sun north of the porch and just talked quietly about the view, the dogwood, a little about the coming invasion in Europe.
Sadly, much of the dogwood that populated Hyde Park forests has fallen victim to fungus disease. Along this stretch of trail, look for dead trees with a distinctive bark of dark gray, brown, or black, broken into small square or rectangular blocks. These are the once glorious dogwoods. Spring may have been the president's favorite time of year to witness nature's handiwork in his woods, but each season held its own appeal, its own reasons to make the climb up Dutchess Hill. It was FDR whose love of all trees, in every season, guided and inspired a nation to become aware of the value of this natural resource. In his words, forests are the country's most precious heritage.